From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, August 7th. The Chico Fire Department has completed investigations into the causes of two fires that burned parts of Pleasant Valley High School in April. They found the first fire was caused by electronics in a classroom. More than an hour later, a second fire ignited in a nearby attic. Chico Fire Marshal Paul Ricketts says investigators are weighing two theories about how it started.
One being that a heat or an ember traveled through a HVAC duct in the wall, and that ember would have gotten in there and smoldered for a while, hence the time delay for the second fire.
Or he says it was caused by the same electrical event that sparked the first fire. It just took longer to fully ignite. The fires were contained to a single building, and the rest of Pleasant Valley High School's campus is functional. And it's heating up again in the Sacramento Valley and foothills this weekend. Many cities could see triple-digit temperatures, with places like Redding reaching about 107 degrees. According to the National Weather Service, temperatures will pose a moderate heat risk, which can affect sensitive people and those without air conditioning or who aren't well hydrated. The high temperatures are expected to last until Monday. Officials recommend people stay cool, drink lots of water, and spend time in air-conditioned rooms. In other news, every summer in Chico, a group of musicians forms a fun seasonal band known for playing hits in, well, short shorts. They go by Skies Out, Thighs Out. And with summer winding down, they're saying goodbye with a final show this week. Max Minardi and Ben Ruttenberg lead a five-piece ensemble. Minardi says the shorts might grab your attention, but it's the good vibes that keep you around.
You will forget, for the briefest of moments, you will forget everything going on in the world, in your life. Everything bad disappears. This I promise you. We all come together and we sing these songs about summer and we unite and we grow and we get stronger and happier.
Now in their third year, Ruttenberg says the collaboration feels effortless.
I love that. There's five people in a room and everybody has thoughts and ideas and instincts too. Yeah, sure. Without even trying to be a leader, quote unquote, you know, you have instincts. And so when you follow that and everyone else is open and listening, it can lead to really cool stuff.
Their final performance of the season is Friday at the Commons. Also, Reading residents will decide whether there will be a citywide sales tax increase next year. The city council voted 4-1 this week to put the tax on the ballot for the special election next November. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, the 1% increase would generate around $30 million a year. The money would go towards public safety services, parks, and infrastructure. This is the third proposed sales tax increase in Reading in the last 11 years. Previous increases were rejected by voters. Additionally, CAL FIRE has made another arrest in Butte County. The agency responded to a vegetation fire in the Kelly Ridge area near Oroville on Monday. Evidence collected by investigators at the scene indicated the blaze was ignited by flares. A man found nearby admitted to firing flares earlier in the day. He was arrested and booked into Butte County Jail on a charge of arson to forest land. The suspect is a parolee and has a previous history of arson. There have been 20 felony arson arrests in Butte County this year. And finally, Yreka officials have lifted the shelter-in-place order after a cement processing plant released dangerous materials into the air and caused a harmful airborne hazard. The Office of Emergency Services told NSPR the material blew away Tuesday, and any dust left on vehicles or other property can be washed away with water. And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.